11. In some respects, Y could be quite puritanical. This was true of all the sectors, though the rigidity of one sector might be completely different from the rigidity of another. Here, the drinks were not alcoholic, but were synthetically designed to stimulate in other ways. Rach did not like the taste, finding himself utterly unused to it, but it meant that he could sip his drink slowly and look around. He caught the eye of a young woman several tables away and had difficulty in looking away. She was attractive, and it was clear that Y's ways were not puritanical in every fashion. After a few moments, the young woman smiled slightly and rose. She drifted toward Rach's table, while Rach watched her speculatively. He could scarcely, he thought with marked regret, afford a side adventure just now. She stopped for a moment when she reached Rach, and then let herself slide smoothly into an adjacent chair. "Hello," she said. "You don't look like a regular here." Rach smiled. "I'm not. Do you know all the regulars?"
"Just about," she said, unembarrassed.
"My name is Manella. What's yours?" Rach was more regretful than ever. She was quite tall, taller than he himself was without his heels, something he always found attractive, had a milky complexion and long, softly wavy hair that had distinct glints of dark red in it. Her clothing was not too garish, and she might, if she had tried a little harder, have passed as a respectable woman of the not-too-hard-working class. Rach said, "My name doesn't matter. I don't have many credits."
"Oh, too bad."
Manella made a face.
"Can't you get a few?"
"I'd like to. I need a job. Do you know of any?"
"What kind of job?"
Rach shrugged. "I don't have any experience in anything fancy, but I ain't proud." Manella looked at him thoughtfully.
"I'll tell you what, Mr. Nameless, sometimes it doesn't take any credits at all."
Rach froze at once. He had been successful enough with women, but with his mustache. His mustache. What could she see in his baby face? He said, "Tell you what, I had a friend living here a couple of weeks ago, and I can't find him. Since you know all the regulars, maybe you know him. His name is Kaspalov." He raised his voice slightly. "Kaspal Kaspalov." Manella stared at him blankly and shook her head.
"I don't know anybody by that name."
"Too bad. He was a Geranimite, and so am I." Again a blank look. "Do you know what a Geranimite is?" She shook her head.
No. I've heard the word, but I don't know what it means. Is it some kind of job?"
Rach felt disappointed. He said, "It would take too long to explain." It sounded like a dismissal, and after a moment of uncertainty, Manella rose and drifted away. She did not smile, and Rach was a little surprised that she had remained as long as she did. Well, Selden had always insisted that Rach had the capacity to inspire affection. But surely not in a businesswoman of this sort. For them, payment was the thing. His eyes followed Manella automatically as she stopped at another table, where a man was seated by himself. He was of early middle age, with butter-yellow hair slicked back. He was very smooth-shaven, but it seemed to Rach that he could have used a beard, his chin being too prominent and a bit asymmetric. Apparently, Manella had no better luck with this beardless one. A few words were exchanged, and she moved on. Too bad, but surely it was impossible for her to fail often. She was unquestionably desirable. Rach found himself thinking, quite involuntarily, of what the upshot would be if he, after all, could. And then Rach realized that he had been joined by someone else. It was a man this time. It was, in fact, the man to whom Manella had just spoken. He was astonished that his own preoccupation had allowed him to be thus approached and, in effect, caught by surprise. He couldn't very well afford this sort of thing. The man looked at him with a glint of curiosity in his eyes. "You were just talking to a friend of mine." Rach could not help smiling broadly. "She's a friendly person." "Yes, she is, and a good friend of mine. I couldn't help overhearing what you said to her." "Wasn't nothing wrong, I think." "Not at all. But you called yourself a Geranimite." Rach's heart jumped. His remark to Manella had hit dead center after all. It had meant nothing to her, but it seemed to mean something to her friend. Did that mean he was on the road now, or merely in trouble?